I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. Most local governments in the Quad Cities are waiting for checks from FEMA to help pay for flood expenses. Because Davenport's application is more complicated, employees continue to work with the Federal Emergency Management Agency to document and apply for public assistance. Presidential disaster declarations for Iowa and Illinois ensure cities and counties will get at least some help paying the bills. First of all, the maximum local governments and other organizations may receive is 75% of expenses submitted to FEMA. By far, Davenport will ask for the most from FEMA, around $3.5 million. Submitting the next highest amount is Rock Island County at $884,000, followed by East Moline and Rock Island, which each submitted around $540,000. Bettendorf's total is $472,000, and Moline applied for $404,000. Rod Schick is Moline's general manager of municipal services. He says Moline has worked hard to lower its risk for damage, especially since the severe floods in 2001 and 2008.
Those we had more damage because there were roads and other things that were damaged. But now we've got, for example, the Sylvan Island Bridge is brand new. And it was built to be able to withstand this kind of an event.
Moline improved its stormwater system with a better pumping system and better gate control to stop backups. In addition, Schick says parts of River Drive in Moline have been raised 4 feet, and the bathrooms at Ben Butterworth Park are now made of concrete.
The biggest thing with this one was just layers and layers of silt. We were, to be perfectly honest, shocked. I thought for sure that our shoreline along Ben Butterworth would have been massively eroded, but the protection, the riprap, the rock that's on along the shoreline worked. It held in place. You know, we thought we would find problems with our bike path. We thought we'd find, you know, other issues and things, but we've been up and down and around, and you know, it's just been a little bit washed out here, a lot of debris left there, more than anything.
Nicole Gleason, Davenport's Director of Public Works, estimates the city will submit a total of $3.5 million to FEMA. The city is applying for reimbursement in about 10 categories, from payroll and overtime during the flood and a couple of cleanups, to utility bills, equipment and vehicle costs, vehicle losses, and damage to facilities such as Union Station.
So, for example, Credit Island Way continues to be washed out every 16 or higher foot flood. So we're trying to say to FEMA, we're spending money on this over and over again. Is it better to put a little bit more money into it and mitigate flooding to a certain level so that maybe we don't put money in it again until we get to a 20-foot flood? So some of those things where it makes sense to make it a larger project and put some mitigation efforts into it, those will take a little bit longer for us to apply for because we need to try to at least put a high-level scope of work with those.
At the same time, Gleason says Davenport is beginning to work on priorities identified by the mayor's flood task force. Protection of the water pollution control plant is at the top of that list.
We do have a technical committee that meets between the cities who use that plant, so Bettendorf, Riverdale, Davenport, and Panorama Park. So that joint use group will be looking at what engineering options we want. So that'll be one specific contract related to preserving that asset and then looking at how long can we operate that asset and to what flood level.
Nonprofits and places of worship that provided food and child care to low-income residents during the flood also applied to FEMA for reimbursement. Other taxing bodies also applied, such as townships, levy districts, and transportation agencies. Local governments, companies, people, and other groups spent far more than what they listed on FEMA public assistance applications, and some damage can't be measured in dollars and cents. I'm Michelle O'Neill.